Good morning to you all. We welcome you on this Father's Day, and we do wish at this time all of our fathers a happy Father's Day. We're glad that you are here. At the end of our service today, we are going to be recognizing our dads and having them come forward, and we'll look forward to that time. We continue in our Ecclesiastes series in chapter 3 and the different times. There is a time for everything. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And we come now to verse 7, where we read, a time to rend and a time to sow. A time to rend and a time to sow. The word rend is not used very much anymore, but basically means to tear into strips. I can remember as a child that we didn't purchase rags. We used old clothes, and we'd have to tear them up, and we'd strip them up, towels and old shirts and t-shirts and things of that nature, and we would tear them up, and then we would use them for rags and so forth. And I remember very vividly, I had a very favorite pair of pants that I liked to wear, and eventually it became short pants, and then eventually it became a rag. And I can remember the day that Mom said, that short pair of pants is going to have to go into the rag pile. And I said, that's my favorite pair, but so they're too small. You can't wear them anymore, and they're wore out. And I remember having to say goodbye to that pair of short pants. Now, here I am, I'm almost 53 years old, and thinking about that pair of shorts that I had when I was a kid, it was nothing special about it at all. We were a hand-me-down family. It probably came from some other boy in the church, but I had gotten attached to it. It was my favorite pair. How many of you know what I'm talking about, having a favorite pair of slippers or maybe a favorite pair of, socks or something like that. But, there comes a time when you have to say goodbye to them. You know, that favorite pair of slippers are just wore out. And somebody at Christmas time said, you know, I noticed you got a pair of worn out slippers there, and I bought you a new pair. And you look at that new pair, and then you look at those favorite old pair of slippers. And you say, you know, it's finally time to say goodbye to those old slippers. And you take them out, you have a little burial ceremony, or go to the waterfront rescue mission, say, please make sure somebody gets these pair of slippers. I don't know what you would do with it. But it just kind of comes a time where you have to separate from that. You have to rend. But there's also a time to sew. I will never forget my aunt. She used to make us clothes whenever we were little, and she made us some pants and shirts and things of that nature. And I remember she and my mom made things for us, made us some PJs. And they were cowboy PJs, all right? So we could shoot Indians while we were sleeping, I guess. I don't know. But they had cowboys all over them. I remember wearing those things. And it was a kind of a rite of passage to be able to hand those down to my brother. And it was time to get a new pair, all right? And, there's something nice about that which is new. And then you get attached to it over time, and then you have to say goodbye. What is the Bible saying here? First of all, the Bible is saying that nothing on this earth lasts. And we alluded to that last time, but this is a lesson that's being reiterated again. Nothing on this earth lasts. You can hang a tie in the closet. That's your favorite tie, and you can keep it for 50, 60 years, and you go into that tie has now got all these little knots on it, and it's wore out, and it's not something, I just can't wear that tie anymore, it just doesn't, but I can't get rid of it. Listen, it's time to get rid of it. It's not doing anybody any good. There has to be a time where you separate with that which is wore out. Keeping it around, something that's broke or something that's wore out, or something that has been used to its point where it's no use anymore, it needs to be done away with. And you need to go ahead and get something that is usable, that's workable, that will do the job. The Bible is teaching us something practical, folks, that we need to get a hold of. We should not get so attached to things that we cannot let them go. And I'll tell you another lesson, too. Don't be so attached to people that you can't let them go either. Okay? I got that lesson this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. on Father's Day, I gave my boy a hug and I said, "Son, I said, I'm praying that this is the beginning for you, that maybe God will put on your heart that you just want to serve Him for the rest of your life, do whatever He wants to do. I don't know what God has." And I said, "Lord, may not want you to be a missionary. I don't know." But it hit me. I got to be willing to let go. To let go. That's my Father's Day lesson for you in our call to worship. Don't be so attached that there can't be that time of rending and saying goodbye. "Oh, well, I gotta keep everybody together. I gotta keep everybody." No, you don't. No, you don't. I'll finish with this story. One of my favorite stories from Bible history. John Peyton, the great missionary to New Hebrides, was on the moors of Scotland when he said goodbye to his father. His father was a hard-working man, struggled to bring up his son. They were standing there. His son, John, was going to make his way to the shipyard to ship out, to go across the ocean. Never been on a boat before in his life. Neither had his father. And his father stood there, and he gave his son a hug, and he shook his hand and didn't say a word, and turned and began to walk down the hill. And John Peyton called out to his father and said, "Father, I love you." And all his father could do was just nod. Never saw his father again on this world. When he came back to Scotland, his father had passed away. But his father was a Christian, and his father came to that moment on the moors in Scotland where he said goodbye to his son. He wasn't going to stand in the way. There's a time to rend, folks, and there's a time to sow. And I've taken a little bit of extra time with this morning, but I hope it will be a help to you. Don't be so attached to things or to people that you can't say goodbye to them in service for the Lord. That's the great lesson from this passage of Scripture.